The log is off.
Good evening, Dan.
Evening, how are you doing?
Very good. I'm still blighted by bad weather, which is not great. But other than that, everything's great.
Yeah, we were told it was going to snow, then it wasn't going to snow, but it's just rained.
Yeah, I feel like it's rained literally for like a year.
Forever. Yeah.
It's really depressing, soul destroying. Don't mind it. You don't mind it when you can do stuff, but the rain, like, you can't be arsed to go out in the rain, can you?
No, never. The snow is like fun, isn't it? Like, it's a fun weather. But rain's just like, oh, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, don't want to get wet. Don't want to get the lack of my hair wet, because then it goes straight through to my scalp, and everyone knows that I'm a baldy sinner.
You need a hat.
I've got several hats popped around the place, in the car, in the hallway, just in case it's a
miserable. I bet you've got one of them Peaky Blinders poofy ones.
I do have a cap. It's not a Peaky Blinders cap. It's a tartan cap that I've had for years and years and years, long before Peaky Blinders. I'm not trendy enough.
I remember that hat.
Yeah, I've had it for years and years. Yeah, but yeah. I'm quite good because I come back into fashion every 10 years.
You definitely don't.
I feel like I do. I feel like, you know, like when I was rocking blue thin jeans, not skinny jeans, but like taper cut jeans. A while ago, they came back round. Boot cuts will come back round. I'm still rocking a couple of boot cuts.
Yeah. Like grunge, basically, 90s grunge look.
Yeah, a bit, yeah. I mean, I haven't just changed. I mean, size of clothes is a big factor to what I actually wear these days and whether I can get it to actually fit. So if I find something that I fit, I wear it till it's threadbare, basically.
What's your favourite fat person shop to go to?
Don't really go on fat people's shops. I get my big wear. I use Amazon quite a lot actually for clothes. Yeah. It's quite good, Amazon.
I tell you my problem, right? My legs. So because I'm fat and I've got really short legs, apparently fat dwarfs don't exist. So it's like, so the smallest leg you can get is usually a 29 in like the general shops. A 27 is too long on me. It's half an inch too long.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking about buying fat, tall person shorts.
Because I think just that... hoping they're long enough. Just wearing board shorts all the time. But it's funny that you say that, because you'd never see a thin dwarf.
Exactly. Where are they going for the outfits?
Maybe that's what you need to find. You need to find the niche clothing
dress
shop.
As a leprechaun or something.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's cancelled. So we've been having a really good run of The Log Is Off, like literally for two seasons now, I would say. I think we haven't had a Log Is Off yet at all. Ever.
No. I don't even think we've been close, to be honest.
I think the only one we were close with was it the Belgian, or was it the Duvel?
No, that was all right. Yeah, that was all right. What was it? Yeah, there was one where I was like,
We did do one. We did do one where we lost the recording as well, which definitely would have been a logger off.
Do you know what we should... Can you remember what that beer was? Don't say it, because should we re-explore that one at some point?
I don't think it'll come out again. It was a limited edition, so we might not be able to get it again. But yeah, well, actually coming up to Easter will be the time, because it was an Easter beer.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So maybe we should go back to that one. But that recording is just like
it was
gone,
an awful
wasn't
episode,
it?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
So
everything went wrong, didn't it? Yeah.
So we've got another fine beer for you today. This is from... a brewery that I wasn't that familiar with, but I've become more familiar with, because I think we had one, not last time, we had one a couple of episodes ago. This is Make Make out of Portsmouth.
Make Make? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Make Make.
Is this can really heavy?
Well, it's a big boy, isn't it?
Feels really...
I reckon this will be quite thick beer. So. Yeah. So we'll tell you what it is then. It's Make Make, and it's a Total Perspective Vortex. double IPA. Now, explain to me what a double IPA is, Dan.
So it's like a normal IPA times two.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, like, you didn't.
It's like a single IPA, but it's double.
Does that just mean they use double the hops?
It's a strength as well. So a double IPA is always around about 8%.
Oh, there you go. This is 8%.
So yeah, that's where you're getting a bit higher as well. That's when you start to get in dipper territory, as they call it. And you can go one bigger, which is a tipper territory. Guess what that stands for?
Treble.
Triple IPA, yeah. Woo. There's a theme to this.
Yeah.
So, can ask, please, Dad.
Well,
critique me, Jackson Pollock.
I'm just looking at this probably, so I'll show it to the camera as well. It's got this like weird specs thing going on, and I hadn't noticed that when I picked it up before. And it's a bit like a psychedelic Two Ronnies. Remember the Two Ronnies?
Oh, I didn't realise they were glasses.
I know. I just seen it just there.
Yeah, they're like old school, like thick rims, aren't they? Like Two Ronnie style.
It does look like someone's like a kid's made that in their art project, though.
Yeah, it does. It looks like they've found a template of glasses and thought, "Oh, how can I make that look?"
Oh shit, that's gone fucking everywhere.
Yeah, it's a bit lively, this one. It's very full.
Oh shit. It's on my laptop. I need to clean that up. Hang on.
Right, let's get this board. Oh, listen to that.
That is so thick.
Double IPA, yeah, it is. It's got a bit of body to it, this one, hasn't it? So we got... can you smell it?
Yes. And also, that's the quickest I've ever poured something into a glass. And the froth's gone. It had stopped now. That's annoying. But it went straight away.
Wow. That is going to be meaty. So the hops...
That smells really nice.
The hops that we're dealing with in this one are... I don't know, actually. It doesn't actually say. I don't know.
Look at that, though. That's really good.
Let me smell it again. I think we've definitely got Mosaic hops in there and maybe Galaxy.
You know, I've just thought, you know how we've got video now? So if anyone's watching this, we can now do the froth on the tash.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Froth on the tash scale.
Yeah.
So can we go for a colour on the colour chart, please, first?
That's like... Oh, my God. That's nearly dead, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... I don't even think we can go on a piss scale for this one, can we? This is probably sort of like... It's almost akin to pond water, I think.
Yeah.
Right, bottoms up, dude.
Yeah, cheers, man.
That's a meaty number.
Whoa, that doesn't taste like it smells.
Wowzers. That's got a lot of hops in it. That has got a lot of hops in it.
It's quite boozy as well, isn't it?
Oh, it tastes boozy, doesn't it? Yeah, 8%. It tastes 8% as well. It's not mellow with it.
You know that little hit you get when you have a chocolate liqueur at Christmas? Just one. And it hits the back of your throat. Whoa.
Have you noticed the glaring error in this beer? For us, I mean.
Has it got something to do with the date?
Yeah. it's out of date.
Does that matter? Is that why it tastes like this?
Well, they say hops fade is what they say, what the experts say. So I'm pretty glad this has faded if it has, because otherwise it would blow your bloody socks off with hop. But yeah, definitely some Mosaic hops in there. You can tell by the colour as well. And also the Galaxy is in there, definitely, because Galaxy is quite a diverse, is that the word? Diverse? What's the word where it divides people?
Polarising.
I like that word. It's quite a polarising hop. Some people love it, some people hate it. I quite like this. I think this is a good beer. Anyway, I won't bias you yet. So me and the wife have taken up a new, I'm going to call it a challenge for me.
I'm glad you finished that.
Yeah. I'm going to say a new challenge. Some people might say hobby, and some people might say undertaking. I think it would be the three words. We've decided to rewatch Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So you can see what I mean. It's kind of a bit of an ordeal because it's quite difficult. And when you're like me and you've got the patience and the attention span of an ant, if they've got small attention spans, it is quite an undertaking.
I don't imagine them watch many box sets, but here's my thing on Game of Thrones, right?
That took a while to sink to what you just said.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I stopped watching Game of Thrones, right? You're going to hate it. So I watched the first two series of it, mildly enjoyed it, but I came to it late as well. So it was probably nearing the end when I started watching it. So there was big hype about it. And I got into series one, series two, fine. Series three, and I just thought, I can't watch this anymore. It's too rude.
You're absolutely right. There's so much lovemaking in it.
But just from nowhere. Like, you'll be watching it, and a scene will end, and then the next scene, and it's like humping, and you go,
So my wife and I have been watching it, and they do a little, because it's like a box set, and it's on, like, Now TV or something, they do a little disclaimer at the beginning saying, this program contains violence. And then sometimes it says, this program contains violence and nudity. And then sometimes it says, this contains something, something, and something. So we always clock it at the beginning, and sometimes it doesn't say nudity. There has never, without fail, not been any nudity in it. Ever. I've been married for a long time. I've been with my wife for over 20 years, and I get a little bit embarrassed watching it in front of her. It's like watching it with my mum sometimes, where I'd be even more embarrassed.
Because what do? Do you make a joke? Do you sit and enjoy it? Do you record it? Like, what do you do?
Am I a pervert? Do I want to watch this?
Exactly.
Yeah. Should I look away? Should I not? Should I pay no attention to this? But actually, there's also male nudity in this as well, though. So often, I do sometimes say to Carol, what were you looking at there? And she always goes, his penis.
It's completely unnecessary, though, isn't it? Like, at one point, it just became dragon and tits. Like, that's all that was in it.
For the most complicated program in the world, for me, where there's so many characters and so many, like, different places and so many weird names, basically all it does is detract from the fact that I lose the plot line every single episode because they insist on putting in a sex scene.
Right, exactly. So some scene will end where someone's been brutally murdered or something, and now you're like, right, who's on the throne now? And then it'll just cut, and then there's someone humping, and it's like... Yeah.
But, like, I tell you, being an actor in that must be really difficult because it's like, it's not even like shy, is it? It's like really full on in your face.
Yeah, it's borderline porn.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've had problems with that. I think we're both showing our age here where we're a bit like, oh, so much nudity. I really don't like this.
Is there any need?
Is there? Well, yeah, they'll be swearing next.
Take a letter.
Points of view, does that still exist?
I don't know, actually, but yeah. They'd be getting some letters about dragons and tits.
What is it? Dear Terry. Oh, God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah, good. I think that does still exist, you know, as part of some other programme.
It probably does, because it was actually meant to be a serious thing, wasn't it, where the BBC were actually tackling people's complaint letters publicly.
Mind you, there's not much point in writing to the BBC about Game of Thrones life.
No, there's not much point writing to the biased right-wing organisation. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
So Game of Thrones. So we've taken this undertaking again. So it's hard work. I've got to say, sometimes I watch stuff and it's like a cross Game of Thrones between fantasy and... like history, isn't it? It's like a weird mix where it could sort of be in these countries going back into like medieval times and stuff, but it's got fuck off dragons and stuff like that and like magic potions and shit.
But I don't mind stuff like that. I think that's fine. But it was also quite, like you said, difficult to follow. Because my attention span for box sets and stuff is just rubbish.
Yeah,
I'll skip episodes and stuff.
I reckon I've got about 40 minutes in us, but Carol can just go on like crazily. She can watch like 40 episodes on the bounce, no problems.
I get fed up.
Yeah, I do. I'm often like on my phone as well, and then that makes us not pay attention, and then I miss critical parts, which really annoys me.
That's private parts.
You don't miss any private parts because you're just literally the next scene is going to be the same.
Yeah. Maybe that's what you should do when you're going through it. Just jot down every time there's nudity. And then when you write the points of view,
you'll... I think there's some specialised websites that already do that.
Yeah, I bet there is.
Allegedly. So Game of Thrones it is. But I have to say, though, all of that aside, I am quite enjoying it. It is actually really quite a good series.
Yeah, I quite like some of the sort of like hard guys in it as well. You know, that the wolf guy, whatever he's called, and then Mountain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're quite interesting characters.
Yeah. Let's not critique it because I don't think we've got the time or the inclination to do that. But yeah, watch our review of Game of Thrones. It's decent.
Yeah. And also, there's a dwarf in it, isn't there? I wonder where he got his pants.
They would be no good for you because they're armoured. You'd look really silly. Oh, where'd he get his pants?
So how's the beer going down?
So this beer is excellent. This beer is growing on me by the mouthful.
It's quite tasty, isn't it?
It's a big can as well. It's a big 500ml can, so it's a big boy. But I think it's spectacular, actually. Really enjoying it.
Should we be worried about the out-of-date thing?
No. Like I say, it's not out of date. It's best before, and like I say, it's because hops fade. No, we've more good news on the horizon as well. So I've been booking me accommodation for Benidorm. I'm going to Benidorm on a stag do.
A stag do.
Yeah.
Is that right? You must be going on stag do's now with people on second marriages.
This one isn't a second marriage, but he did get married a year ago because we tried to go last year and our flights got cancelled and we never made it. So it's technically a stag do, but technically not a stag do anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can call that a stag do. That's just a boys' holiday.
We're going on a Jolly Boys outing to Benidorm. So have you ever been to Benidorm?
No.
So, I mean, it's not somewhere I'd choose to go, like, and some people absolutely love it. There's, like, people who are absolutely hell-bent on Benidorm. And it does exactly what it says on the tin when you're there in terms of Brits abroad, booze, cheap food, bars, etc. So it's quite good fun like that. Warm weather guaranteed as well. It's not your cup of tea, is it?
Right, I'm going to say a couple of things, which you're probably not like. The first one is, I don't like going on holiday. Right?
We've had this before.
The last time I went abroad was 2008. Actually, no, 2007.
So that is, God, how long ago is that? That's 13 years ago.
No, it's not. It's 17 years ago.
It's 17 years, bloody hell.
Yeah, my passport ran out 3 years ago. I haven't renewed it.
You haven't got a passport?
No.
Oh, my God.
I haven't got a life passport. So we do go on holiday, but we tend to go on holidays to, like, caravan holidays.
Yeah, in this country.
Yeah, now I'm going to say something else. I think they're beneath us.
What? A caravan holiday?
Now, before everyone kicks off and goes, you snob, I'm not. My parents had a touring caravan from when I was pretty much born to being about 17, 18. Can you not remember?
No.
It was parked outside the front of the house for like most of the time.
God, I can't remember that at all. And why did we never go in the caravan?
I don't know, actually. But they're definitely that caravans. But probably because I wasn't allowed to take everyone on holiday. Anyway, so as an only child, I spent all of my holidays from being 4 to 16 in a caravan. So now as an adult, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to go in a caravan. I've done this. And this is the problem. All of the holidays I want to go on, I can't afford. So I'm trying to convince Sarah to go on a cruise at the minute because that's my ideal holiday because I hate traveling. But that's literally the holiday.
But if you hate traveling, isn't a cruise all traveling?
It is, but your holidays, like, you get on the boat and you can't go to 5 different bars and a show on a plane, can you?
Yeah, that's true. Although I have flown in Virgin before, and they have a bar at the front of the plane.
Yeah, but do they have a show on a night?
They don't have showgirls. They don't have a black tie event or anything like that.
So I think just going to Newcastle, the dock at like North Shields, wherever it is, getting on a boat, and then 2 days you're in Gibraltar or whatever. And then you just come back. Brilliant.
So we've actually been talking about cruises as well, because I've never been on a cruise and I kind of fancy it myself.
Yeah, I think it looks really good.
But the problem with me is, like, on holiday, I just get so bored so easily and so quickly. So we tend to go to a villa, and there's only me and my wife that go now. So, which is nice. And Carol's fine lying down sunbathing and reading books and stuff like that.
Boring.
I can do that really well for like at least half an hour a day. And then I need something else to do. So I end up, I'm like a proper Brit abroad as well, where I'm like walking in the midday sun because I'm so bored and I just need to go for a walk and die in a few things. I was once in Singapore and I nearly passed out on the beachfront because I decided to go for a 10-mile walk and I got caught short because I'd sweated so much that I'd literally nearly passed out.
Well, me and Sarah went to Ibiza once, obviously before 2007, and we got talking to one of the bar staff, because you know when it's like when you go to a hotel and you talk to the same bar staff all the time for a week. And we were getting bored of the same places and stuff, and we said, oh, where do you guys go? Like, where do the locals drink? So he told us about this place, and it was absolutely brilliant. We had this night out there, and it was like karaoke, but it was a really small bar with plastic chairs and crap tables. But really cheap drinks.
Yeah.
And they just had karaoke on all night.
So basically you went to Benidorm, mate.
Is that what that is?
Literally, that's what Benidorm is. Literally, you've just explained Benidorm. So you need an upgrade from your caravan holidays. You basically just need to go to Benidorm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it like a staging? So I've started off with caravans and now I can move on to Benidorm.
Yeah.
When does cruises come in then?
I reckon you can work up to a cruise once you've been on a few short plane journeys, because I think you've got to get the plane to the cruise, haven't you? Before you don't just get up,
That's the beauty of it. This cruises come to, like, you can go to Southampton or North Shields do them.
Yeah, but to get the good ones, you've got to fly to like Spain and stuff.
Yeah, because the last average scene, ones will do me.
Mate, the last sea that you want to be fannying about on is the North Sea for a cruise. Let's be honest.
There's one that goes to Norway and that, and it looks mint on the advert because it's got like all penguins and stuff pissing about in the sea, and it's like, I love penguins. I'd love to just go out.
Mate. What? Are penguins in Antarctica?
Well, they had them on this advert.
I think they might be pulling your blonker. Definitely no penguins in the Arctic Circle.
Is there not?
Did you legitimately think there was penguins in Norway?
Well, yeah, because I wanted to see penguins. I was sold a dream, Martin.
I feel like I've really educated you again, but really hurt you again.
You just pissed on me chips.
Completely. Yeah, unfortunately, there's no penguins in the Arctic.
I don't want to go on a cruise anymore then.
You're probably not going to get a cruise in the Antarctic either because it's owned by Russia. Or if you listen to the conspiracy theorists.
What?
If you listen to the conspiracy theorists, it's like massive missile bases and there's all sorts there and you can't get in because you'll get arrested.
Where they set off earthquakes, isn't it? That's the conspiracy theory.
And if you're a flat earther, that's where you fall off the end of the earth, so they don't allow you to go through Antarctica because you'll fall off the end of the earth.
Do you think flat earthers just watched the Truman Show and thought, what?
I'm going to be honest, right, and I'm going to be controversial, but I'm going to say it. Flat earthers are fucking ridiculous.
I agree. So I love conspiracy theories.
Is that controversial? I don't think that's controversial. I think that's just fact, isn't it?
Well, you can't. I suppose you can't completely and utterly disprove that the Earth isn't flat. You can't.
Of course, you can.
We've seen it from space.
Where it's obviously round.
You haven't seen it from space.
No, I know that. But literally, that's all they're banking on. Do you really think that they're going to invent and pay for organisations to pretend they're taking satellite photographs from space? What about that dude that jumped out the hot air balloon?
Man, that was cool, wasn't it?
That Red Bull guy. That Earth was curved on that.
But it could have been a green screen.
Well, have you seen any of these NASA ones as well, where they've got the astronauts in the space station and they think they're holding onto wires and stuff and spinning on wires? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
There's one quite convincing one, actually, where it does look like he pulls the wire and he moves.
So I think this, right, and it might be controversial again, but I need to clarify, so don't jump in until I've said what I'm going to say. I think the videos of the moon landing are fake. I think America did put people on the moon. I think they've been to the moon, but there was so much riding on it. I think they just didn't take a chance with the video. And I think what we've seen is fake. The video.
So basically, you're no better than a flat earther.
No, because I'm not saying people haven't been to the moon. I absolutely wholeheartedly believe that America put men on the moon in 1969. I can't remember the date, and it probably was those people, Buzz Lightyear, whatever he's called, but that video, I don't believe, was filmed on the moon. I think it's a fake video.
Buzz Lightyear's got me. Oh, right. Okay, mate, right. Well, we're reaching that time again. So tell me, what do you think? What do you think of this beer, then?
It's really nice. It's quite difficult to sort of chug down, though.
I would never usually have a beer like this. I would never usually have 500 mil of. I'm more than happy for a can like that to come in 330 or a 440.
I think so. I think that's a little bit, like, if you're sharing it, maybe that's fine.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Unfortunately, we're not in the same postcode, so we cannot do that. But yeah, it's fruity, isn't it? Really fruity, really hoppy.
It's really tasty.
It's got loads of taste to it. So I think this is a good recommendation, actually. I'm going to just go for the... What did we have last time? We had a stout last time, didn't we?
We did, yes. We had Full Circle stout.
And that was quite different as well, because we hadn't had a dark beer before, had we? Other than our New Year's special, where we rocked out the...
We could have been drinking fucking pina coladas on that. I can't remember.
If anyone is actually listening to this, I do recommend you go back and listen to the New Year special, because it was... I'm trying to think of the right word. I don't think car crashes may be sort of akin to the right word.
The last 20 minutes of that, I've heard it back and I'm like, was that me?
Yeah.
It's like the fake moon landings. That could have been anyone.
It definitely started to get a bit slurry.
And sweary.
That's what a 13% beer does for you, I think, or two 13% beers or whatever. Anyway,
that was bad. Anyway, New Year's special, it was a one-off.
Okay, so let's go down the route that we need to go down. So we have Make Make from Portsmouth, Total Perspective Vortex, double IPA, 8%, Mate, is the lager on or the lager off?
Well, much like its best before date, the lager is off.
The lager's off.
Yeah, another one. Yeah, another one.
That was quite funny, that. I thought that was a funny joke.
But, I mean, it wasn't that funny, if I'm
honest. Fucking hell. All right.
I tell you what it has done. It's made me a bit gassy.
I'm not editing that out. I'm keeping that in as punishment for spoiling my penguins trip. Twat. I can't stop thinking about that.
I'm disappointed you didn't know penguins during the Antarctic, did you?
I didn't think about it. It was just on an advert.
Do you know where else? You know the best place to go to look at penguins and the most accessible places. And this is always something that I think is quite weird as well, because you don't think of this place for anything like that. But go on, think about it. Tell me where that's. Give me a place that you think would be good to go and see penguins.
Well, I just said Edinburgh Zoo.
Yeah, that would, you would be facetious though.
Yeah. Okay. But somewhere in this country?
No, not in this country. No, obviously. I mean, in the wild.
It's not obvious because we have zoos.
Mate, I'm sorry to tell you this again, but we don't have penguins in the UK either. So they're not in Norway. They're not in the UK. In the wild.
Okay. Penguins. So they migrate. Do they migrate?
How do they migrate, mate?
I think it's pretty clear. I know nothing about penguins.
Hang on. Let me just go back in. Whoa. Hang on. Let me catch my breath first. How do penguins migrate? Just answer that. What do they do? How do they go about migrating? What transport method did they use?
Cruise ship. swimming.
You know penguins can't fly, don't you?
Yeah, I know that. But they can swim, don't they? They swim.
Yeah, they swim.
Maybe glasses steam up.
Yes, they swim, but I don't think they migrate in water. Imagine if I'm wrong on this. If I'm wrong on this, I'm going to look terribly.
You're going to look a twat. And I tell you what we're going to do. You're going to say it, and you're going to say what you were thinking, and then we're going to look it up. And if you're even a slightest bit wrong, we're getting this up on the screen in the next episode.
Hang on, I'm getting it up now.
All right. So,
okay.
Are you confident?
I'm confident. They do call it a penguin migration.
Fuck you.
But what they do is, it's that one where they go and, you know, they all get together and lay eggs. So they all sort of go to the same place.
Yeah.
Lay some eggs, have some babies. That's not a migration. They can't fly. You were thinking they go to fucking Benidorm for their holidays, rock out the cold winter, and then fucking fly back.
So what I've done is partially remember the David Attenborough thing where the penguins have gone in the sea and then...
And swam.
I must have stopped watching it there. God, they must fuck off to fucking Bennett.
Oh, so you absolutely know fuck all about penguins. It's amazing. Anyway, the place you can go and see penguins, Antarctica. No, not Antarctica. That's where they live. The place you can go and see them, Argentina.
Well, how have they gone with Argentina?
I know, Argentina, there's...
Well, hang on, that needs some explanation.
I think it's the Falklands, actually, which technically isn't Argentina. I could get myself into a lot of political...
Oh, yeah. Don't start that again.
There, couldn't I, yeah. Shit, yeah. Have I started a war?
Yeah, you could have done.
But, yeah, I think penguins are in the Falkland Islands.
Right.
There we go. Okay. There we have it. That's my penguin fact. I think on that note, we need to be wrapping this up.
Okay, mate.
Well, I hope you do a bit of research on penguins, and I hope you can get the Edinburgh one day to go and see them in their wild habitat of the Royal Mile.
Ruined everything.
Or Benidorm. on their migration. Mate, pleasure as always.
Yeah.
Logger's off. See you next time.
See you next time, mate. All the best.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye.
The log is off.